Sangiovese, Lambrusco, Sangiovese, Lambrusco.
Aglianico, Albana, Arnese, Barbera, Canaiolo, Cannonau, Carnicante, Cesanese, Cortese,
Cortese,
Corvina,
Corvina,
Croatina,
Crotina,
Dolcetto,
Dolcetto.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Joy Livingston, and for the next several weeks, I will be bringing you some choice narrated content from the book Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and Other Vine Stories, written by Mr. Science himself, Professor Attilio Scienza, and Serena Aimazio, published by positivepress.net. To get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and hardcover copies are available from Positive Press. If you like the content we share each week, consider donating to our show. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Sit back and get your geek on as we jump into the details, stories, and science of Italian wines and vines. Family atmosphere, Sauvignon. The shape of its leaf, reminiscent of selective vines, makes one think of a vine derived directly from wild flora. The name itself, which, as we previously mentioned, comes from the word sauvage, wild, is a second clue that points in this direction. History says that its place of origin is the Garonne estuary area. A Bordeaux origin is supported by a mention dating back to 1720 in the Upper Médoc, relating to the first wine made with this vine. We find it again a few decades later, 1783, cited in Sancerre as Sauvignon Fumé or Fumé Blanc. It is a vine characterized by great richness and morphological variability, the result of the accumulation of many changes over the centuries, especially present in the Loire Valley, which could confirm its origin in this area. Sauvignon lends itself to at least two distinct enological interpretations, the subvarieties from the southwest with the yellowest berries that are used for the production of vin moelleux, and the green berries that are used for the dry wines of the center of Turena. In the older vineyards, there is also a mutant with a Moscato aroma, which is no longer propagated. There are also red, pink, and violet Sauvignons. These have an intense aroma, but have become quite rare. They are practically only grown in Chile. The golden age of Sauvignon was undoubtedly the 17th and 18th centuries. Perhaps it was the white and vermilion wine that Rabelais, a devoted apostle of the divine bottle, made Gargantua and Pantagruel drink. Then the great frost of 1709 decreed its almost total abandonment because of its low production, as winemakers took advantage of more generous vines such as Chenin Blanc and Cabernet Franc. It was only after the Second World War that it returned to widespread cultivation, thanks to the interest shown by other wine-growing areas. Its genealogy is very complex, with the direct first-degree relationship parent-child with the Traminer Savagnin. It is the brother of Chenin Blanc and Trousseau del Jura, and through its direct descent from Traminer, it has close ties, more or less, with a large number of varieties. Some of these include Petit Monseigne, Petit Mellier, Silvana, and Vertello, just to name the most famous, as well as with Pinot, to which it is a grandson. It is also related to Semillon, a vine poor in aromas and acidity, but rich in body and color, which often is used in blends with Sauvignon both for the production of dry wines, for example the whites of Bordeaux, and for the production of fine sweet wines in Sauternes and Mont-Basilac. The characteristic aroma of its grapes, reminiscent of green peppers and tomato leaves, is due to a chemical compound also present in Cabernet, called isobutyl methoxypyrazine, IBMP, to which other sulfurized aromatic products called mercaptomethylpentanes are added during alcoholic fermentation, which brings out hints of boxwood, passion fruit, gorse, and citrus peel. The difficulty in managing the instability of pyrazine in grapes and musts due to the maturation phenomena, soil and climate characteristics of the terroir and winemaking techniques, has limited its spread in temperate and cold environments such as northeastern Italy, Friuli, Alto Adige, as well as the fresh areas of coastal California and New Zealand. In Italy, Sauvignon first arrived in Friuli at the end of the 18th century, mixed with Semillon and perhaps Sauvignon Nas, a minor variety present in the Bordeaux area that has some morphological similarities with Sauvignon and is now known as Friulano, the former Tokaj. At the beginning of the 19th century, it was present in many ampelographic collections. From these, it then spread to almost all Italian regions, especially on the Adriatic side. It produces excellent wines with a light taste of dried figs, pumpkins, and sometimes it is perfumed with Moscato. This variety is suitable for aging in the bottle. These are the results obtained from the vinification of Sauvignon in these areas. It is a variety better suited to the hills, although it cannot stand strong winds due to the fragility of its shoots, and to poorer and coarser soils which keep excessive vigor at bay. Premature maturation is its Achilles heel. In wet years, it suffers from botrytis damage and is sensitive to downy mildew and powdery mildew attacks. Its production is not particularly abundant. In the past, it was used for its aromatic qualities and high alcohol content. This kind was also used as a blending wine to improve Trebbiano or other white grape varieties that had a poor shelf life. Sauvignon finds its highest expression in France. Here, the types of wine obtained from this vine are based on two main environments of cultivation, the Loire Valley and Bordeaux. In the first, the denomination of Sancerre, the wines have green aromatic tones with hints of cat pea and blackcurrant buds, while in the Pouilly Fumé denomination of origin, the wines are more elegant when young with fruit and cassis notes. Insights with the presence of flint materials, the aromas are reminiscent of gorse. Upon maturation, they acquire a flint-like characteristic, especially when the area of land in the denomination of origin is predominantly rich in flints, silex. In other small denominations of the Touraine, this pierreuse flavor sometimes becomes excessive. Despite the strict observance of the rigid production rules and vinification in the two denominations by wine growers, there is currently a profound reinterpretation of the aromatic profile of these wines. This is in order to prevent them from being confused with the varietal wines of Friuli and New Zealand. Growers try to attenuate the green tones and instead develop aromas of tropical fruit and citrus fruits. In the Bordeaux area, in the region called Entre-deux-Mers, this vine was removed from over half the hectares of this land between the end of the 1960s and the beginning of the 1970s. Later, however, given the success achieved in the New World, they were replanted with the idea of producing wines with a very different sensory profile compared to the past. Sauvignon-based wines are mainly reduced, i.e. protected from the air, with rapid pressing. Fermentation is achieved at low temperatures in barriques. Moreover, the wine is left on the finest lees for a long time. Thereafter, sterile filtration is employed and glutathione is added as an antioxidant. The sensory profile is modified, no longer providing for green tones or the aroma of cat pee and currant. On the contrary, cedar, citrus, and mint are enhanced, as well as the feeling of softness and alcohol. The aging in the bottle leads to the evolution of particularly elegant minerals. In California, for environmental reasons, Sauvignons are closer to the Bordeaux style than to that of the Loire. They do not present with the aggressive, almost wild descriptors of the Sancerre vines, typical of cool temperate climates, and that are direct expressions of the vine rather than of enological techniques. An exception is the style of the so-called Fumé Blanc, which had an important initiator in Robert Mondavi, in which the taste of toasted wood is integrated more or less well with the varietal descriptors, mainly citrus and white fruit, peach, apple, often brought by the Semillon with which it is sometimes grown. New Zealand and Chile, on the other hemisphere, offer a counterbalance to California. Their wines were inspired by those of the Loire and successfully so. In particular, the area of Marlborough, in the northern part of the South Island, it has a terroir capable of producing quality Sauvignon comparable with that of the best French wines of the Loire. Thank you for listening to this week's installment of Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and Other Vine Stories. We hope you expanded your horizons and gave your brain cells an Italian wine workout. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon, and hardcover copies are available from positivepress.net. If you feel inspired to make a donation to our show, please visit us at theitalianwinepodcast.com. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast.
Sagrantino, Schiava Gentile, Verdicchio, Vermentino, Vernaccia, Uva di Troia!
Perché la fine è Uva di Troia?